Gallows View by Peter Robinson. Read by Neil Pearson.
The woman stepped into the circle of light and began to undress. Above her black, calf-length skirt, she wore a silver blouse with dozens of little pearl buttons up the front. She started undoing them from the bottom, very slowly, gazing into space as if recalling a distant memory. She slid the blouse off and stretched her arms behind her back to unclasp her bra. She slipped off the thin straps. Her breasts were large and heavy, with dark, upturned nipples. She unzipped her skirt, let it slide to the floor, picked it up and laid it neatly over the back of a chair. Next, she sat on the edge of the bed and rolled her tights down, careful not to make runs. Standing again, she hooked her thumbs into the elastic of her black panties and bent forward as she eased them down. Then she flicked them into the corner by the wardrobe with her left foot. At last, completely naked, she tossed back her wavy blonde hair. It was then that she looked toward the chink in the curtains. His whole body tingled as he watched the shock register in her eyes. She gasped and tried to cover her breasts with her hands, and he thought how funny and vulnerable she looked with the triangle of hair between her legs exposed. As she grabbed for her dressing gown and dashed towards the window, he ran off, scraping his shin as he jumped the low wall. By the time she picked up the telephone, he disappeared into the night. "Now where on earth did I put that sugar bowl?" Alice Matlock muttered as she searched the cluttered room. It was a present for her 87th birthday from Ethel Carstairs, and now it had disappeared. Alice was having trouble remembering things these days. They said it happened when you got old. But why then should the past seem so vivid? Why particularly should that day in 1916, when Arnold marched off proudly to the trenches, seem so much clearer than yesterday? All those years ago, that beautiful summer when the meadows were full of buttercups, none of those nasty new bungalows then, the hedgerows bright with cow parsley, Gypsy, she always called it, because her mother had told her that if she picked it, the gypsies would take her, and her garden full of roses, chrysanthemums and lupins. Arnold had stood there ready to go with his kit bag and that lopsided grin on his face. Then off he'd marched to the station. He never came back, like so many others. Alice knew that he was dead, but hadn't she also been waiting for him all these years? There had been another war, too. She vaguely remembered ration books and faraway rumblings that could have been bombs. Arnold hadn't come back from that war either, though she could imagine him fighting in it, like a Greek god, lithe and strong, with a stern face, a face that had never seen a razor. She knew deep down that he would never come home, but she couldn't lose hope. Without hope, there would be nothing left. "Now where on earth did I put it?" she muttered again, rummaging through the cupboard under the sink. "It must be somewhere." Then she heard someone running outside, and after the running came a gentle knock on her door. Puzzled, she shuffled through the living room. There was always a chance. She had to hope. And so she opened the door.
"Perverts, the lot of 'em," said Detective Chief Inspector Alan Banks, adjusting the treble on the stereo.
"Including me," said Sandra. "Since when has making artistic representations of the naked human form been a perversion?"
"I'm damn sure half of them don't even have films in their cameras." Sandra laughed.
"Nonsense. Stop playing the Yahoo, it doesn't suit you. And you don't have a leg to stand on acting the idiot over photography while you're inflicting this bloody opera on me."
"Philistine."
"Look, music I can take, but all this screeching gives me a headache."
"Screeching? Good Lord, woman, this is the sound of the human spirit soaring. Visi date, visi d'amore."
"Oh, put a sock in it." Sandra reached for her scotch.
It was always like this when he found a new interest. He would pursue it with a passion for 6 months, then lose interest. Of course, the detritus would remain, and that was how the house